Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ace Michaels Blog Talk Radio Show, available worldwide, 24 hours a day, on iTunes and Facebook. Be inspired, be informed, be on. Enjoy the show.
It is the Buzz Blog Talk Radio. Ace Michaels is your host. Hello, how you doing? Sorry you can't get through. Anyway, here's the thing. We are the show that you love to listen to on your doggone Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, your social media networks. We're actually the number one social media talk show on earth. You can hear us on your social media platforms more than any other talk show on earth. And if you ever want to call the show, you can. You can reach us. Our number is 646-595-4802. That's the call-in number to be on the show with me live on the air. Or you can email us. You can email us, beonthebuzz, baby, beonthebuzz@ yahoo.com. Basically, I'm going to start the show off like this today. I'm going to say one word, and I guarantee you this one word will disarm you, will put you into a tizzy fit, hissy fit, and have you freaking out. No matter how composed you think you are right now, this one word will make you have a physical reaction. That's how strong and powerful this word is. Are you ready? Now, if you're driving, don't say you're ready, because when I say it, I don't want to hear no skirt. Here's the word. Did you hear it? Did you hear the word? I'll say it a little bit louder, but just be forewarned. It's the same word, same effect, but a little bit louder. Sex. You see? Even I can't say the word without there being some type of reactionary way I have to say it. Like, I can't even just say it like regular people. I have to, like, you know, princetize it. Sex. Isn't that a powerful word? What does that word do? That word makes us crazy. That word will make us write our congressmen sometimes. You know, it will make us stand in line, like in front of the movie theater and whatnot, because that word is like the most powerful word. It makes us buy stuff that we wouldn't normally buy. We go, oh, well, is there going to be, you know, is the X involved? Well, yeah, okay, well, give me two tickets. That's how it is. It's the most powerful word in the human lexicon. In the human vocabulary, that word next to free, and if you put those two together, you're really in trouble. But that word is just that powerful. That S-E-X word is that powerful. Want to know about it? Let's talk to our good friend today. Essie Love is on the show. She's the host of Dirty Talk 101, where they talk a lot about. Welcome to the show, my friend and yours, beautiful lady, Essie Love. Are you on the buzz, baby?
Hello, hello, hello. How are you? How are you
doing? I'm
doing
great. How you is doing,
good,
my friend?
I am well. I am well.
Excellent. As you always should be. Even if you aren't, you should be. Because you got it going on.
Yeah.
You have no reason not to be well with all you working with, girl, shoot, child.
Thank you. Yes, just
that's
up and doing many things with this show. It's just going everywhere in every direction now.
and you love it, and you love it. Call it out.
I do. It's just like it goes everywhere.
Right? If you're lucky. Now, how? It's a whole nother show. But how long has your show been going?
Oh, I would have to say I've been doing it for about 8 months now.
Approximately eight months.
Yeah.
And the last time you were on the show, we did the origin of the show, so I know a little bit about that. I know the listeners do. But I don't think we really got into the why so much as I'd like to. I'm still curious as to why Dirty Talk? What's wrong with you, girl? You got a potty mouth or what? What's Dirty Talk?
Why not? Why do I have to have a potty mouth to talk about sex? I feel like everybody should be talking about sex. It shouldn't be something that's so hush-hush, you know, with so many people doing it. You know, I feel like if we hush-hush about it, then that's when there becomes problems. That's when, you know, secrets are being kept and a lot of information is being disclosed to teenagers and just even adults, you know, a lot of things that you don't know about what's going on is going on. So with this show, I hope to help people understand what's really going on behind closed doors. Like the other evening when I did my show on the Strip, I asked young teenagers. Actually, they weren't young. They were 18, but I asked some younger guys as well, you know, just like how old. Huh? Pardon me? I'm sorry.
Nope. You go ahead. Well, you the boss.
Okay.
I'm listening.
I asked them, you know, how old was too young to start dating and or how old you should be when you start dating. And they said 16. But then I asked them, well, how old were you when you actually started dating? And they were kind of hesitant to tell me. But I'm like, you know, nobody can see you, so go ahead and tell the truth. So they were like, well, 11 and 12. And then, you know, another one said 12 years old. And one of the guys said 12 years old as well. So, you know, that opens up a whole new spectrum for, you know, parents that are listening in, you know. It's like they think maybe their kids aren't actually starting dating till 16 when they're actually starting at 11 and 12. So it's just things to look at for parents and older people, you know, so they know instead of being so clueless of what ages they're actually starting at and what they may be doing.
And
doesn't that call to mind
a question of what is dating actually like? What do we call dating? Is that just going out and having something to eat with another person? Or are you dating when you're actually, you know, in the bed doing the hippity-dippity?
Dating, in my opinion, would be just, like the boy said, dipping your toes, getting them wet. Like, basically holding holding hands, you know, they may kiss, they may hug. It's not actually having sex. When
yes,
I say
light,
dating, that
light
does not mean having sex.
First base,
right.
Over the shoulder and below the sweater or wherever that goes. Yes, yes.
Right. I mean, even I can date. Like, I will be dating guys, and it doesn't mean that I'm having them. It just may be that I'm seeing this person, so, you know, they could be potential boyfriend material. I'm just dating them to see, you know, where it could lead to. So it doesn't mean that they're
Just checking out to see how green the grass is.
Correct. Right? Correct.
Okay.
But it's leading into that arena. So know that that's where it's heading to.
Mm-hmm. I feel you. That's a good say. I feel you. So I got another thing, too. Now, I just want to tell you, I figured this out on my own, why you talk dirty talk. Essie, this is why you do it. This is me psychoanalyzing you. This is why you talk dirty, Essie.
Okay.
Because it's Because it's fun. Because
it is
it's fun. If you get a reaction out of people. Every time you say that word, you get a reaction.
Dirty
and you
talk.
Like that. Well, not
oh, my
that
goodness.
One.
When
that
I
one.
Pass out my
not
card, I get a reaction. You know, I have cards that I pass out a lot of times. And, you know, on the strip, if I even, you know, just handing out my cards, because I also promote outside the club as well. So
mm-hmm.
as soon as I hand the card and it says Dirty Talk, people just immediately get excited. They're like, ooh, Dirty Talk, I need this in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just
they
like, wow, really?
Yeah.
They're like, you know, and it's just immediate excitement, and they have no idea what my show is about, but they're just like immediately they want to talk about it. They want to know or be interviewed, you know, and so, you
mm-hmm.
know, a lot of times it ends up in an interview with people that I meet on the strip when I hand out my cards. So you'll be surprised
sure.
how many people actually want to talk about it themselves. I'm amazed all the time. So luckily, you know, with this subject, it's a hit.
Now, do guys want to date you because of the dirty talk? Like, do you find that some guys get more turned on or interested in being turned on because they go, wow, here's this chick and she talks dirty and that's an extra bonus? I mean, because you're a good-looking woman, you know. But
aww,
in addition,
thank you.
hey, it's real talk, man. No, but in addition to that, in addition to having the good looks and the package, the outside package, right? Then you talk
mm-hmm.
dirty too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's got to be, for some guys, that's got to be like, hey, 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 right?
It does help, yeah. It's definitely an extra factor. It can also be a down factor. You know, if you don't want to start anything, it can be a problem as well because you might not want to talk dirty to somebody until they are
right.
turned on, like, ooh, talk dirty to me. And you're like, not really. I don't want to talk dirty. It's just my show. You know, it's just something I do. But, you know, a lot of times people want me to go into conversation about it right then and there, and I'm just like, can you just listen to the show?
Like,
but sometimes
like you're
it can be... Huh?
Yeah, like you're a party favor, and they're like, Essie, talk dirty for everybody. Go ahead, Essie. Go ahead.
Right.
Tell them a thing, right? Yeah.
Right. And so, you know, sometimes I'm like, well, you know, it's more interviews and I'm talking, you know, it's not necessarily that I'm talking dirty to people, you know, because sometimes people instantly get in their head that I'm telling these dirty stories, and, you know. And
right.
I can do that, but I've leaned more off of telling dirty stories because, you know, I have women who are listening to the show as well, and they don't necessarily want to hear me telling a dirty story, so I've leaned more to just talking dirty and having stories told to me more so than me telling dirty stories because, like I said, not everybody wants to hear a dirty story from me. Of course, the men don't mind, but I have viewers
sure.
of all from everybody, so I more like to hear the stories from my audience and listeners and people on the strip than me telling it. So that's where
sure.
the confusion kind of gets like a problem. Like they think I'm going to tell it. So, yeah, no, it's more from people telling the stories than me. So don't think
right.
that
no,
I'm just 30 minutes telling dirty stories. That's not what it is.
No,
I ask
no, so
a lot
far
of questions
we're...
too.
Now let me ask you this. Now, so far we're so far in the still in the realm of free speech in America. So even though you're talking about certain things that might raise an eyebrow or other parts of the anatomy, you're not talking about anything that's illegal to talk about. Like what everything you guys say on Dirty Talk 101 is okay to talk about. It might be a little taboo, maybe, or it might be a little. Maybe raise your temperature a bit to have it discussed, but you're not talking about anything that the federal government's going to come knocking on your door and go, hey, whoa, 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 you said blah, blah, and that's not going to work.
I would think not. I definitely cover things that are going on in the news as well. So I don't know how they feel about that, but I talk about stuff like the transgender bathroom, the first
mm-hmm.
transgender bathroom. I talked about the first dick transplant that they had.
Mm-hmm.
That just happened not too long ago. So as long as they don't have a problem with me talking about that and asking people about their opinion about that, then no, there shouldn't be a problem
mm-hmm.
with any of the things that I talk about. I don't cover anything that's against the federal law or anything like that.
Yeah.
I pretty much keep it basic.
No,
yeah.
So far as you know, is there anything that you can't talk about legally? I mean, everything's open game. You can talk about whatever, right?
Yeah. When it's online, I can pretty much say anything I want to say. So that's the good thing about online radio. We're not we can say anything we want. Like, we're not regulated to
mm-hmm. Yeah.
yet to keep
right.
a certain tone of what we're not allowed to say online. So as far as that goes, if you want to call in and talk about anything, it you can. I won't personally talk about anything. Like, you can't call and say craziness on my show, but I will talk about just about anything. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
and you said the word personally, so now I want to talk about you personally, because I actually don't know a lot about you personally. So give us a little backstory on the history of how did you come to be. Are you from the East Coast, West Coast, Jamaica? Like, what's the story?
I have a little of everywhere about me. I feel like I've been everywhere, but no, I'm from the West Coast, Northern California. I lived in, I call it the Midwest, but it was Oklahoma. So I lived a lot of the time in Oklahoma as well growing up. So, you know, from my teenage years on up into my adult life, I was in Oklahoma. So I was around a lot of different people, because in Oklahoma, it's just people from everywhere there. You have schools out there, so you get a lot of variety of different people. And then I moved back to California for a little bit, and then I came to Las Vegas in 2011, and I've been here ever since. And that's pretty much it, you know. I got into the radio show, like I said, about 8 months ago, and been doing it ever since. And I love it, and it's just been taking off. And now I've moved it to the Strip, where I do the radio show actually on the Strip instead of in the radio studio.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it. I don't have too much to tell about me personally. I don't really like to get into my personal life too much.
Mm.
You know, you got a lot of crazy people out there that like to hunt you down and try to figure everything out. So I try to keep a little bit to myself. But, yeah, that's about
well,
it.
Sure. and so now that's an interesting contrast, though, that here you talk about such personal things that make other people blush, but you yourself, you don't really want yourself out there so much
in your
private
person.
Life.
Exactly. It's still the total opposite. I'm such a private person, but then I like to dig into other people's private business. It's like the total opposite, and I'm very verbal about it. Like, I can talk about anything, but when it comes to me, let's keep it closed.
Right.
But I will talk
about
sex. I don't mind talking about that.
Do you get aroused when you talk about dirty talk and sex with people?
I do not. You know, it's funny, too, because most people think because I talk about sex that I'm this super sexual person. And that's really not even the case. I have a super, everybody tells me this, that I have a super sexual realm about me. Like, there's just this super sexual presence about me. And I think that's what gets everybody to open up about the subject with me.
Mm-hmm.
When
mm-hmm.
people look at me, they say that there's just this sexual presence. So I get it. I don't know how it is about me, but I get it. Mm. There is, and I don't know how I have that, but I understand I do. And I just use it to my advantage. And I talk with everybody about anything when it comes to sex. And a lot of people open up to me about relationships that they have. And I do a little bit of counseling on the side when it comes to relationships as well. I've been doing that for a while. And just kind of mixing it all in with the show as well. So it works, and I'm just running with it.
Yeah, so I think it's safe to say that where it comes to Essie, she talks about it, but only certain people don't know if she want to be about it. That's bottom line. We don't know. It's a mystery,
well,
but we know she, is that what it is?
I think it was in my past. You know, I was a very sexual person in my past, but I've kind of grown up out of it. So, you know, it's just kind of like, you know, you grow up and you're wiser about it, so you can look back on it and reflect on it. And then, you know, it's more like I'm the advisor of sex now. So,
you mean in your past, like in this life past, or do you mean like way back when Nefertiti?
When I was younger. Yeah, when I
okay,
was younger.
Okay, so in this physical life you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
When I was younger.
And so, so then what happened in this life? Were you like promiscuous girl?
Yeah, I was promiscuous when I was younger. I even played the role of a dominatrix at one time.
Nice.
So I learned a lot when I was doing a dominatrix role. So it gave me a lot of understanding on men. And ever since then, I just was like, wow, this is a whole new world. And I've moved on since then and have moved on to different things.
No,
and
that's
now,
an interesting. That's an interesting thing that you said because I used to really dig Prince, okay,
Prince,
the artist, and yeah, Prince,
yes.
You know, Prince, okay, and I used to really dig Prince, but I found that over the years I kind of fell out of his music because it was always about sex. Like there was a time when Prince talking about sex was very exciting. It was new. It was kind of an interesting voyeuristic pastime to kind of listen in on what Prince was doing, his escapade.
Mm-hmm.
But then after a while, I felt he didn't really develop because it was like, okay, I'm going to buy this album. Four of these songs are going to be about getting funky, and four of these songs are going to be about getting funky in the bedroom. I don't really want to hear how funky this guy gets in the bedroom. Can you relate to that feeling? Like, too much...
I think with Prince, it was the cleverness of telling the story of being sexual without actually saying he was having sex. That's what I realized about Prince when I listened to his songs. Like, he wasn't just like, yeah, baby, we're going to bump and grind. He was like, baby, we're going to drive down this street. We're going to cruise. Like, he was just so clever with his lyrics. And I think he got off on being clever with his lyrics. Like, figure out what I'm trying to tell you rather than just, you know, it was almost like he was making love to your mind with his lyrics, you know. So I just think he got off on that. Like, he was in your head, and I really feel like, you know, Prince felt like he was almost like he felt like he was a woman in another lifetime, and so he could identify with women, and so he knew that women didn't want to hear "I want to fuck you," they wanted to hear something else, and he understood that, and so he tried to come at women in another way, and that's why everybody loved him, you know, especially women, they loved him because he was able to say, "I love you," I want to fuck you in a different way without saying it, you know? And
that's
what women want to hear, you know? So I wasn't a Prince fan, but I can give him his props because he was very clever and he was he was very intelligent with it. So I applaud him in all he did.
Now let me ask you a question. This is a popular question I've never asked you, but I've always thought about asking you this. Before you answer, think about this, okay? Here's the question.
Mm-hmm.
Is sex more important than making love or vice versa?
No. Sex is not important than making love. Because
so making love is more important than sex.
Definitely. Definitely. Definitely.
Hmm.
Because you have to understand the body and the mind first. You know, sex is just a fulfilling, like you just fulfilled your need, almost like a, like say you're hungry and it's like a craving, like you just go eat ice cream rather than going having a meal. Like, yeah, I'll eat some ice cream because that'll fulfill
right.
me right now, but
right.
I'm still hungry, you know, so.
Sure.
Yeah, that's how it is for sex. Like, no, you need food. So you need to make love. Yeah, it's not going to do it. So for men, it's easy because, you know, the ice cream is quick and is good and tasty, but you want the whole meal. So, yeah, having sex will do it real quick, but no. I feel like making love is very important, and it's getting to the point for me that, you know, if I can't even you know, make love to the mind first. Like, there is no point in us even having sex.
Mm.
I don't even
want
to break down with you.
Mm. Okay. Wow.
There's no connection. So, yeah.
She went there, y'all. I love it. Wow.
Yeah. It's serious. It's getting serious out here. So, yeah.
Wow. Essie,
sex
it is always
easy to come with.
Wow, it is always a pleasure talking to you, and I do mean always. Give us your website deets. So if we want to catch up with you and pleasantly stalk you, what do we need to do next from here?
Of course, and it's always a pleasure talking to you as well, Ace. You know I love talking to you. You're such a funny guy. I love it.
Thank you.
yes, you can find me on Spreaker. You just type www. Spreaker. It's kind of like speaker, but you have a R in there. So Spreaker, Spreaker.com. And then you go /show/dirty, slash like you are doing a number slash, talk
mm-hmm.
/ one-on-one. So
wow.
What's that slash like a number slash when you put in the numbers for the digits?
Hashtag. You want a hashtag?
No. Like when you're
not
doing
the
digits numbers. No.
I,
like when you do your telephone number, that dash, the dash.
Oh, okay. Okay, I got you. That is called a dash.
So, yeah, so it's www.spreaker.com/show.
Okay.
/dirty-talk-one-on-one. There we go.
This is going to be one of those, you're going to need a GPS to get to her website, but that's
I
okay.
I know, it's so difficult, but, you know, the speaker made it like that. But it's
right?
/and then -, but, you know, they didn't want to make it simple for me. I was like, why did they do that? But, yeah.
Right. Well, it's worth going to.
You can also find me on Facebook under Essie Love. I'm the only Essie Love on there, E-S-S-I-E Love. Nobody else is on there under Essie Love. And if you add me on Facebook, then you can always follow my shows as well. And I'm on Twitter as well under Essie Vegas. So you can add me to Twitter as well.
So somehow we got it covered. I love it. We covered all the bases. Essie Love was on the show today. She's fabulous beyond compare. Thank you, Essie, for being on the show. And everybody,
thank you,
support what she's doing. And we are out. Show is done.
Peace.
Thank you, Essie.
Peace
out.
I got something to tell y'all about what a woman truly is.
Let me tell you now.
Come on.
What a woman needs from a gentleman is the kind of love that meets her demands. You see, a woman's not a riddle. She's not a mystery. And she'll open up if you respect the key.
Come on.
Unless you're the one that can be the kind of man that wouldn't desert her.
Y'all help me out.
Support her in the ways that she needs. And don't lie and say that you love her. You've got to be committed to be. Replace the tears if you don't understand what a woman needs. Oh yeah, what a woman needs. Hip out, y'all. What a woman needs. Now listen.
Darkness.